Question?
Rinpoche, for sentient beings, is it possible for a mind that realizes emptiness through a mental image be transformed into a mind that realizes emptiness directly? The reason I'm asking this question is because I was thinking about the evolution of the wisdom that directly realizes emptiness, and I was not able to find the answers how the transition into the wisdom directly realizes emptiness arise. And also I was wondering, is it the case for sentient beings that the conceptual mind that realizes emptiness through a mental image has to be stopped temporarily or has to stop functioning temporarily so as to allow the wisdom that directly realizes emptiness to arise?
Something wrong with the mic there?
There are ordinary beings who realize emptiness, but ordinary beings do not realize emptiness directly. And if you remember from the discussion on the different kinds of awarenesses or the types of consciousnesses, yeah, you have a wrong concept. Then you have a doubt, yeah. And in doubt itself is divided into three: the doubt tending towards the non-factual, right? Then equal doubt, and a doubt tending towards the factual, yeah? And after that, you have correct belief or correctly assuming consciousness. And then you have inferential cognizers, and then after that, you have direct perception, yeah?
You remember? I forgot. Hope haven't forgot all this. The logic teaches us.
Yeah, we went through this in class, didn't we?
That too chain to gana pena kasore. Pagi pena tony la yina ya that tambu tomba ni tuin that tuin ji tuin that tambu tezum shigirwa that tomba chain to gana. 아니지. 다 지금 다 먹어서 동반이 세게 먹었지. 다 녹시 이거 동반이 세게 여 말했어요. 누구 때문에 녹시 이거 녹시 그러고 동반이 내 말했다. 녹시 이거. 근데 동반이 때문에 수라 퇴지. 아니지. 다 다 갈소래. 한 갑래야. 그 퇴 먹을 수 없지. 다 택숨 녹시 퇴매 지금. 택숨 내 기축으로 동반이 이거 퇴 고 먹을 수 없지. 퇴매 이거 택숨 내 이거. 아니 오늘 보겠다 동반이 또 약보 직 잡아야나 더서 약보 잡아야나 지야 어 디데시 멘도 쓴다 천이베 택숨도 쓴다 야 직대에서 타가도 그래 나 디네 야 약보 써봐도 약보 잡아야나 또 동반이 된 세지다 배제 디인사는 세지다 등유기 더좀 오게 해 이끌어와 안 디네 마디 직 써봐야고 당세지 가서 보 이슈기 해 이끌어와 나 배제다 디마도 여하 말했습니다 무슨 예다 요 말이네다. 다 뒤마다 조사니다. 세계 다 이슈로 시키기로 봐.
Initially, we may have a wrong consciousness or perverse consciousness, yeah, with regards to the ultimate nature of reality. Yeah. We may actually deny the existence of emptiness. We could think, nah, there's no such thing. But let's say, you know, one hears the teachings on emptiness, and then that strong belief in the non-existence of emptiness perhaps is broken down a bit and weakened, but you still have doubts. You know? You hear the teachings and you wonder, but it's not as strong as a wrong consciousness. Yeah, and then you proceed to from a doubt tending towards the non-factual to an equal doubt. No? Then you know you are a little bit more open. You think, maybe yes, maybe not. Not sure, maybe, yeah. And then with more hearing and reflection, you know, then perhaps then you side more with the possibility of the emptiness of with emptiness, yeah. But you're still indecisive, but at least you are siding more with emptiness. Maybe, yeah. Maybe this is true, yeah. Maybe it's true. You know, things don't exist inherently, maybe. Then with more hearing and reflection, you know, then you may come to a point that you have this decisive, not, you have this believer, you believe strongly that, well, it has to be like that. It can't be anything else. Yeah. It is just a belief, but it is a very strong belief, but it's not an ascertainment yet. Yeah. It's not an ascertainment yet. But it's just a belief, you know, but a very strong one.
어떠세요? 진짜 아니시다. 진짜 다 진짜 양다 먹고시다. 다 진짜 거시. 다 진짜 양다 먹고시다. 진짜 진짜 돈에다. 다 밖에 돈이 또 하시 수고하래. 밖에 잡아게 다 돈만 돈이 또 하시다. 잡아 참만 쓰대 진짜 양다 때네. 다 돈이 또 잡아 쓰이 수고하대. 다 똑바 인구이하래.
Then when come the time when that person understands and realizes emptiness via a correct reason, it has to be a correct reason. So in dependence upon a correct reason or correct reasons, then one comes to really realize the object, and in this case is emptiness, yeah. And that mind is called an inferential cognizer, realizing emptiness. And it is a conceptual mind.
어떻게 다 되겠죠? 다 되게 아니 돈이 또 별로디 양도 건 아니 고마 쓴지 양도 건 몇도기 아니 가서 그래 보기요. 아니 뭐 숨기 뭐 유해시다 숨기요. 로 변하다 이제 존업 게 내가 보다 아니지 가서래 보기 또 딱 꼬매 조조들이 똑배 되지도 되는 꼬매 시모도 매발해 존업 내가 아니 근데 아니 양내도 꼬매 똑기 딱 토롬 토매시 숨겨 뒤 내가 무슨 다 동반이 옷으로 동안시
After realizing emptiness, through, you know, a correct reason or correct reasons. And after you have that inferential cognition of emptiness, then the person just have to familiarize himself or herself over and over again, you know, with that meaning. And it is said that there will come a time that that understanding realization will be transformed into a direct perception. It is said, yeah. So on the path of accumulation and the path of preparation, the individual primarily meditates on emptiness, yeah? But that meditation is always involved a meaning generality of emptiness. Yeah, so that realization is a realization of emptiness via a meaning generality. So essentially, if you think about the question that was just asked, yeah, the point is to this point is how do we explain the transformation of a doubt with regards to emptiness? How do we explain that transformation from doubt into a correct belief? Can that be a transformation? Likewise, how do you move from a correct assumption or correct belief to an inferential conviction? And then, with regards to inferential conviction of emptiness, yeah, the object being emptiness, then can that mind transform an entity into a direct perception? If you really sit down and think about it, yeah, this is a difficult, really difficult to conceive, to understand, yeah. Because from essentially the minds that move to enlightenment, essentially from a sutric point of view, there is no way out other than saying that conceptual minds can transform an entity into direct perception. Even if you talk about enlightenment, moving on to enlightenment, from as a sentiment to enlightenment, essentially, you know, the minds during the time of a sentient being have evolved, there are conceptualities. So all of them transform to direct perception, right? So yeah.
What did it happen?
So that's from the sutric, the view of sutra. You have to say that, you know, conceptual thoughts, conceptual minds can transform, certain conceptual minds, right, can transform into direct perception, yeah. If we explain it from the viewpoint of Tantra, it's a little bit easier. Starting with the mind that moves from life to life, it is actually the extremely subtle mind that moves from at the time of death to the next life. And it is the extremely subtle mind that moves to enlightenment. Yeah. So all the coarser levels of consciousnesses cease to exist, yeah. Prior, you know, before which then enlightenment can happen, yeah.
So 무슨 뭐 교회 배지 남고 지금 그랬었고요.
So that's why anyway, if you look at it from the sutric point of view, yeah, Mahayana sutra, also the sutra, yeah, you have to say that that true familiarization over a period of time, that a conceptual mind, let's say realizing emptiness, for example, can transform an entity into a direct perception of emptiness. Yeah. Isn't this the case? Don't we end up having to say this? There's no other way, right? Yeah, no. Without starting the debate first, you know, but is that what we have? We have really no choice but to say this, isn't it? Right. Yes.
What do you think? Huh?
How does the meaning generality disappear? A huge question, right?
The reason I'm asking this question is because the premise is that the inferential realization of emptiness and the direct realization of emptiness, these are two different minds. But it seems that from a sutric point of view, when we talk about the evolution of the wisdom that realizes emptiness directly, because we were taught that there is this wisdom that arises from hearing, and then it moves on to the wisdom that arises from reflection, and then it moves on to the wisdom that realizes emptiness directly. So when we have this premise that the inferential realization of emptiness and direct realization of emptiness are two different minds, so when we talk about the transition, it seems that the conceptual mind that realizes emptiness through a mental image or a meaning generality has to be transformed into a direct perception. So it's like, on one hand, it seems like there's one entity through by means of transformation, and on the other hand, it's like it seems like there are two different minds, inferential cognition and direct cognition of emptiness. So I was at a loss. I was like, I couldn't find the answers.
맞아. 로티니 나또이또 배치 봐다도 웃음스나 그니 로카가라 봐. 그니 러시고 말아 봐. 지금 똑바로 지금 웃음했나? 가가이 받아 남고.
An inferential cognition of emptiness and direct perception of emptiness are necessarily different. They are different because they are different minds, isn't it? One is taught. One is direct perception, direct perceiver.
루틴이 각각 했었다 라베드 내라리 이나 했다다 저 티오티 말아 왔지마 티오티 디데토니 또 미쳐바디 땅옷은 뭐 죽게 말했다 티오티로
So there's nothing difficult about this point. Yeah, that's easy. They are two necessarily different minds. It's clear, right? One is a taught. One is a direct perceiver. Yeah, that's easy. But that's not your question. The question is, does that inferential cognition of emptiness transforms an entity into a direct perception or not?
Because
the main question is about the mind realizing emptiness in the continuum of a person on the path of preparation. The mind realizing emptiness in the continuum of a person on the path of preparation is necessarily conceptual, yeah? Isn't it? Then come the time through repeated familiarization, it is said that that person will see emptiness directly and hence enter the path of seeing, isn't it? So then the basic question then is, does the inferential cognition of emptiness in that person's mental continuum transforms in entity, transform basically into a direct perceiver?
What do you think? Yes? Or no?
Well,
don't mess up.
Does the inferential connection of emptiness in the continuum of a person on the path of operation transforms in entity into the direct perception of emptiness or not when he enters the path of seeing? If you say no, then you have only one other option, which is, in order to achieve the path of seeing, you have to generate a completely different mind, which is the mind which realizes emptiness directly. So there's only these two options. That's very clear, right? Right? Two parties.
And the
better option, I guess, would be the first one. You probably had to end up saying that it is the inferential cognition, realizing emptiness, that mind itself, which then transforms into a direct perceiver. So other option is there. So if you say that inferential cognition of emptiness does not transform into a direct perceiver upon entering the path of seeing, then you have to say that mind directly perceiving emptiness is a new phenomenon, a newly arisen, right? Right. If it is newly arisen, what is this former? What is the prior moment? No, if you say that it is a new mind, then you have to account for what is the prior moment, the immediate prior moment to the arising of the direct perception. That immediate prior moment is essentially a mind in the continuum of a person on the path of preparation, isn't it? So that mind, which is the substantial cause which moves, right, to become a direct perceiver, that mind realizes emptiness or not? Realizes emptiness or not? So if you say that the wisdom realizing emptiness upon entering the path of seeing is a new mind, right? Then what is its former moment? Its former moment is a mind that realizes emptiness or not. If you say yes, right, then the question then is, that former moment of mind which realizes emptiness is a direct perceiver or not? So if you take the first position that it is the inferential cognizer realizing emptiness in the continuum of the person on the path of preparation that transforms into the direct position of emptiness upon achieving the path of seeing, this position has less complications.
You think so? If I make more complicated. Which one you're going to choose? I think there's only two options. Sit down, wait. Hey, you need this one. Don't need those. 29. 다 역사서래. 다 띵어서 뭐 맞으나냐? 뜨니 또 똑바디 똑바디 안 신들대나 차고도. 봐. 그 전에 지기 뜨니 똑바디 똑바서 뭐 맞으나? 뜨니 또 똑바디 안 신도거로. 내가 뜨니 또 똑바디 지네 가서를 잡거든. 야만 뜨니 또 똑바디 신도거로야.
Well, you either say that inferential cognition of realizing emptiness, which is essentially conceptuality, isn't it? Thought, isn't it? It either ceases at the time of achieving the path of seeing, or it doesn't cease. If it doesn't cease, you will just go on, right? Then on the path of seeing, then on the path of meditation, also, yeah. So then all of those realizations of emptiness are then all conceptual, all thoughts, yeah.
다 열었어요. 그냥 많이 똑바시 안에 뭐겠다. 균다이시부터 똑바시 뜬다. 균다이시네 때로 또 유튜브에 균이 산지 살아 두고 있는면야 좋아로와 산지 살아 두나 똑바들 해요 말로와.
So you say that it continues, yeah. So that
무슨 뭐 맞죠? 다 똑바지 않냐? 두그랬으나 다 유튜브로 두그랬 남축으로. 다 균다네 같이 있다. 배 균치 두그래 야 뒤뒤 균이 산지 살아 두그래 말.
So if the inferential cognition of realizing emptiness in the continuum of a person on the path of preparation does not transform into a direct perceiver upon achieving the path of seeing, that means that it will continue as a thought, as a conceptual mind, isn't it? So that conceptual mind will continue, right? And then the path of seeing, path of meditation, and we take it all the way up to the end of the path of meditation. So you have the last moment as a sentient being, isn't it? The last moment is a sentient being, right? So even the mind realizing emptiness in that sentient being, right, who is in his last moment as a sentient being, that will be a conceptual thought, right? Right. So then, what moves to enlightenment? What moves to enlightenment? Does the continuum of a similar type move to enlightenment or not? Basically, does the continuum of this conceptual thought realizing emptiness in the continuum of the person who is in his last moment as a sentient being, does that continuum of that conceptual thought realizing emptiness move to enlightenment or not? Why cannot? Why cannot? You really can at the beginning, and why at the end cannot? You just no reason. You just say cannot.
That's not the question. Nobody asking. But I'm concerned with part of that.
Yeah. Why cannot?
They don't need to be top of the something solid to go to my
nest. Yeah. Does it move to enlightenment or not? Does it move to enlightenment or not?
So
you have to account for all these questions, right? I think there are more questions. Is the inferential cognition realizing emptiness in the continuum of a person and the path of preparation a Buddhist lineage or not? Is it Buddha lineage or not?
Hello. How falling is it? We also complete the Tathagata SM,
That which is suitable to transform into the Buddha's body, right? Sangiri.
Mm-hmm. top of chair 咩？是用呢度啊？
Well, that's the thing with these great treatises. Yeah. So if you don't think about stuff, then you just if you think about stuff, there's so much to think about, and sometimes you do end up with a lot of unanswered qualms. And having many qualms, even though they may be unanswered, is not a bad thing at all. In fact, it is a very good thing. It is not good at all to not have any qualms. Not at all. It's not good at all. Well, if you are Buddha, you don't need these qualms, and you don't have qualms. But otherwise, then you need. If you are sentient being, basically. So anyway, the essence of the answer is that the inferential cognizer realizing emptiness in the continuum of a person on the path of preparation transforms an entity into a direct perceiver when he realizes emptiness directly. So what difficulty or do you face when you take this to be the answer? You anything you're not happy about?
Exactly. That is my qualm.
You must understand the last one, huh?
What?
Do you understand everything that was said or not?
But the roughly, yeah.
Last one. The sugar shoulder. The jabadi. Ani tonye tobi jabadi tonye tobi. Also, mo chua re sa na. Tila kana kana to yoga kana to so tira.
The question is that. Do you find any difficulties in accepting the essential answer?
I have one qualm regarding this.
Not difficult, right? Difficulty.
Transform?
Not happy.
Yeah. I think I have to say it's transform. Because
they're not difficult, really.
Got difficulty. Also got difficulty. So if you say transform, right? Then what happened to the meaning generated when it becomes a direct realization? Does it become, I think, if I remember correctly, it was mentioned in Lovick that it becomes a phenomenal form source, right? The mental image.
Huh?
When it becomes a direct realization, does that meaning generate, right, the mental image, become some kind of phenomenal form source or something like this? Because it being a direct realization.
What do you find so difficult? What's the...
Yeah, okay, what happened to the mental image? If they say you get transformed.
Mental image disappear.
Disappear?
Yeah.
What's the... What you want to keep, is it?
No, because I thought it was mentioned in Lorik that... Maybe I remember wrongly. It was mentioned in Lorik that it become a phenomenal form source or something.
Something permanent becomes impermanent.
Yeah, I think I heard something.
Huh?
In Lorik. Maybe I hear wrongly.
If nobody said it, I don't know how you heard it. There can only be a meaning generality if a thought is involved, if conceptuality is involved. If conceptuality does not exist, then there's no meaning generality to talk about, right?
Okay, can. Then what is a phenomenal form source?
It's nothing related. 제가 가르쳤다 때렸다 잡아대 옷을 못 좋아해서 난 제가 가르쳤어.
되기도 했어. What do you find it difficult, you know, in accepting that an inferential cognition or realizing emptiness transforms into direct perceiver? And if you do find it difficult, what is it that you're bothered by?
The question that is up in my mind is that if it is a consciousness, it is necessarily a product. And we understand consciousness in terms of a continuum. It comes from a continuum of a similar type. So you have, let's say you talk about the first moment of the direct realization of emptiness, you take it as a newly created phenomenon, a newly created mind. You see it come, and what's the substantial cause of that wisdom that directly realizes emptiness? It's got to be something, it's got to be a conceptual realization of emptiness, which are two different minds.
가가이거든 되게 다수니까 하면 더 답사네. 저장도 잡아 모습이 뭐 교환해서 강한 가르쳤을 때가 강한 미도 안 썼던 얘기잖아.
What they are that they are definitely different minds, right? Yeah. So basically, what you're trying to say is. A thought cannot become a direct perceiver because there's no continuum of similar type. That's what you're trying to say, right? That means you didn't accept the answer from the beginning, right?
The similar type like that, do I go to YouTube and talk about it? What's your word? Do you do it? Look, but you want to
say, you really
do it. You want to talk about that thing? Do you do it? Look, but you want to say.
There is the continuity of similarity, and in fact, the most important similarity. They both realize emptiness. Yeah. So this is. No, if that's the answer, you know what I'm saying.
Some of course that the lamna tikaman tobay mudu.
Any qualms about the explanation? Huh?
Hello. Some tangi yube, tang nani yube, tangi mena yung mga malo ay siya. Some tangi.
So do you want to think? If you don't want to think, then we will just stop and just continue with the text. Not new question, it has to be about continuing with what we've been discussing.
I'm always very confused with this line, and I think it's related to our discussion, which is there is... From the Heart Sutra, there's no I element, and so on, and up to and including no mind element, and no mental consciousness element. So I think my question is, what is a mental consciousness element? And how is it related then to the perception, direct perception of emptiness? Does it make sense? My question? I mean, will it help if we understand what is a mental consciousness element? If we understand what that is, will it help us understand this topic? Because it says here, no mind element and no mental consciousness element. I mean, we learn about sense element. We learn about I element, and you know whatever you know, taste, but element, and all that, to make perception possible. Three things we need: a consciousness, the object, and the eye element or whatever, the sense element. So now when I always come across this line, I actually am not sure what is a mind element and what is a mental consciousness element. And I don't know whether knowing that will help us understand, you know, the mind that transforms.
Come.
Well, if it is a consciousness, it is either a sense consciousness or a mental consciousness. Yeah, I forgot how to translate the first one. Sense, right?
But the Tinala also, you get number Shabbat, the Oshel, you get number Shabbat, said it. But this is what I'm
saying. So, So you know, consciousness when divided into two, you have the sense consciousness and the mental consciousness. Yeah, the mental consciousness is the mental knower or main mind. That's what it is. Yeah, I mean, you talk about main minds and yeah, so. That's what the mental consciousness primarily refers to. Yeah. Number seven.
He can number seven.
He numbers in the number. I think the difference in is that the, how do you translate here? Mind element or mind constituent, the word is come in dependent element. Sometimes translated as constituent, but if you stick to the translation here, mind element would probably refer to the mental consciousness, the primary consciousness, the main mind, as a main mind. Whereas the mental consciousness element, I think, would include both main minds and mental factors.
I can't remember exactly. Maybe like that, I'm not sure.
I
don't remember. That is it. Oh, did it? That was it. That was it. That was it. 差不多。
Can I ask just now about the qualms with regards to the inferential cognizer transform into direct perceiver? So if you were to go back, so you have to say that correctly, assuming consciousness will be transformed to inferential cognizer based on that logic. And if you go back, so you end up, you end up having to say ignorance actually transformed into wisdom ultimately. So
no provision.
I mean, if you go by that, then you know, I think the qualm will, I mean, it may be no provision, but I mean, of course, the object will be different, but I think one of the qualms will end up.
So between doubt and the correct belief, lah. Because one is a factually concordant mind, one is not, right? So does a non-factually concordant mind can transform an entity into a factually concordant mind, basically, yeah?
That top of Muslim Mojo, and not to you to be Javasana, right? To you to be Shibata, you should be, to you know, was a visually Japan Mojura. But you should call them Tesum Yura, Tesum Yisha Mojura. That Tesum call it, Lolo Shay, not Lolo Shay, Tesum Mojura Maria. That is the young, Chuad Ligurama.
Yeah, that question will arise if you think about it. If you explain it, if you explain that the inferential cognition realizing emptiness can transform an entity into a direct perception of emptiness, then if you then extend that argument backwards, then the inferential cognition of emptiness is it of the same continuum as the correct belief? Focusing on emptiness, and then that correct belief, is it a continuation essentially of doubt, and is doubt essentially a continuation of a wrong consciousness?
Oh, tadi sabtana tadi dia dulu tu cuitu, tadi tadi lo lusi dia ni sih, pakai tadi ani sih ta, jutai kuda, ani sih riba ta jutai kuda, ani coba cuci, tadi lo lusi dia.
So if you think about it, you can say that if you, you know, through listening, through thinking about stuff, you know, through, let's say, employing reason, yeah, you can argue for the case that a wrong consciousness in general, can become. That mind then becomes a doubt. No? You argue, maybe you can argue for that. So, for example, the mind. So you have the mind that decisively thinks there is no such thing as Buddha, there's no such thing as karma. So that is a perverse consciousness, a wrong consciousness, right? And then somehow the person thinks about stuff, you know, based on some reason, you know, and the person comes to you, then the person then thinks, hey, maybe there's actually karma, you know. So he changes his view, yeah. So that doubt, is it a continuation of the wrong consciousness from before or not? Huh?
That is some of the time to die, you get some time, you are a single answer to check the one.
So if you think about it, then you might have to say that it is a continuation. Yeah? Because otherwise, again, what option do you have? In general. If not, then if you say, you know, that the wrong consciousness can transform an entity into a doubt, let's say, or something else, yeah? What problems would there be? Huh? What problems?
No problem. Huh? No problem.
The emptiness of that ghost enlightenment. The emptiness of the wrong view. So that's why we remember in the Tathagata essence. You know, there was this question about whether the emptiness of the apprehension of true existence is Buddha lineage or not. So if you accept, you know, what has been said so far, right? You know, oh, he can transform, he can transform, right? So then you have to end up, then you probably then have probably maybe you have to end up saying that, oh yeah, that's Buddha lineage, right? And then follows that ignorance is Buddha lineage, right? Yeah? Huh? You all accepted earlier, oh yeah. Huh? No?
So easy to shake him.
Huh?
No?
So, a wrong consciousness can never ever change into something better? It can never become, at least become not such a bad thing. It becomes something, you know, like it becomes a doubt, for example, which is much better than a wrong view, right? So it's not possible that your wrong consciousness is always the wrong consciousness. It either changes into something else or it disappears,
right?
So can a wrong consciousness transform in entity, you know, in entity? That the wrong consciousness itself, the very thing wrong consciousness itself becomes a doubt. Doubting consciousness. Possible or not? Yes or no? Yes or no? Huh? Homologous?
Oh.
You can always switch college, it's no problem. Just
like
you people switch parties. Okay, so question is, you answer this. The wrong consciousness can transform an entity into a doubting consciousness or not? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes
or
yes, huh? Okay. So, if yes, that means the continuation, there is the continuation of the apprehension of true existence all the way to enlightenment, isn't it? There is, right? The stuff, that's the thing is, right? So then apprehension of true existence is Buddha lineage, right? You accepted it, you have to say, right? We cannot flip flop. If wrong consciousness can transform your entity into a doubting consciousness, wouldn't that make ignorance Buddha lineage? You have to stand for what you believe. You cannot one day, 1 minute like this, 1 minute like that. So watching you now, what school?
Is your brain functioning? Okay.
마코는 기무쇼게 말해. 마코는 기무쇼게 말해.
거다 고개를.
거다 고개를. 마코는 기무쇼게 말해.
Okay.
Can you ask me whether you guys get it? I said if they are not getting it, they wouldn't be laughing. Everybody's like, that means you get it, right? I mean, you get something, right? Definitely, right?
What?
No, you understand that you are stuck. You know.
Last time you used to say no probation.
Okay, so I'm going to try to answer the question, but I guess to me, I see the word transform differently. I think the way you present the form transform.
No, it's very technical. It's a little bit in entity.
Okay.
Transform in entity. Okay. That's the main key thing.
Okay. So I think the conceptual mind realizes emptiness intellectually. Huh. The subtle mind realizes emptiness directly. But the conceptual mind envelopes the subtle mind. So when the conceptual mind arrives to the point where emptiness is ready to be realized directly, it drops off and the subtle mind enters a continuum of realizing emptiness directly. And this drop off, to me, is what I call transformation. Does that make sense? So the conceptual mind transforms by dropping off, and at the core, there's the subtle mind that reveals itself and enters a continuum of realizing emptiness directly.
We are just talking about it from the sutra point of view. There's no subtle mind in sutra.
Okay, I don't know that technicality. Yeah. I'm talking about my understanding.
Yeah.
My answer to your question.
Yeah. So.
To me, though, the transformation is the conceptual mind that's sort of the coarser mind that envelopes the subtle mind, and when it gets to the point of realizing emptiness directly, it drops off, and so the core, the subtle mind, enters the continuum. And to me, that's a transformation. Yeah. There's no contradiction there.
There's no subtle mind in sutra.
Okay, but so the.
Okay. So good.
Well, the term you were using before, what term were you using? I forget the term you were using, but.
What you said in general is the procedure in according to Tantra. And of course, if we take the position of Tantra, it's easier to understand. That's the funny thing. Something higher is easier to understand. That's my own comment.
Watching you wish good. You wish good.
Okay, now we read some sentence. Okay, 10, 15 minutes. Okay, pay attention. We read a little bit from the text. Others never finish. What do they? That counter change. What do you wish? Counter change. What do you wish? Let them do the change of service. Then answer the wrong call. Then you should have solved the paper chance.
Verse 31, when things get worse, no matter what I do, it is the weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me for disparaging karma. For disparaging the karma and its effects, yeah. I don't know where the dependent origination come from. Unless my Tibetan fail, but slowly.
Slowly, sir.
There's no dependent origination in the Tibetan, I don't know. So when things get worse, no matter what I do, it is the weapon of my own evil deeds turn upon me for disparaging karma and its effects. From now on, it says, I shall strive to accumulate merit. And in some editions, it says, from now on, I will strive to be patient.
What did you do? And song also was Chevina, Tilly, Tanam to Madre, Yajemato, Dor to Dwell. That the Kangi Chevron Sena, then let the Chet to Sushi, anything that, as well. And be you in the Bashila, anything. Jimmy Dale, so disappear.
So when things get worse, no matter what we do, you know, it could be in terms of practice, you know. So, you know, once practice doesn't succeed, in fact. Seems to be getting worse, or it could be one's career or one's business. You know, things just, you know, whether what you do, you know, you're not successful, but not only that, you know, things actually may become worse and worse. Yeah, so it is said that this is the weapon of our own evil deeds, you know, turn upon us for having disparaged karma and its effects. Yeah. So when things get worse, no matter what we do, then it's the ripening effect of the non-virtue that we have accumulated in the past because of not having believed in karma and its effects, and not being careful, with living our lives according to the principles of karma. And the solution to that, therefore, is to accumulate merit.
Touching it,
바게 레균데 제도 마서스 레균데 탐도 랑지 아니 배고 그랬어 나한테 소바스
So in some texts it says from now on I shall strive to accumulate merit. There are other additions which says from now on I strive to be patient. Yeah. So essentially, whatever happens, no, we point. Therefore, the solution is not to disparage karma, but to strive, you know, to be, yeah, to not disparage karma, to live our lives, you know, according to the principles of karma and its effect. So you can say the time, you know, when we stick to our principles, yeah, or when we live our lives according to the principles of karma and its effects, there will be challenges, right? Right? It's not easy, you know, at times, yeah. So even if we do meet with difficulties in trying to keep up with our principles, yeah, and our beliefs in karma, we have to just put up with it, yeah, to bear with it,
yeah.
When all the religious rites or pujas I perform go awry, it is the weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me for looking to the dark side or the dark quarter for help. From now on, I shall turn away from the dark quarter. You know, there are people who resort to pujas or religious rites when things go wrong, yeah? When they meet with obstacles or, you know, sicknesses and what have you. Yeah? So sometimes, you know, things, you know, even if the pujas are done, but things don't improve. Yeah? In fact, they may even, things get worse. Yeah? And then it is then really possible at that time to, you know, to develop a wrong views, yeah. You know, thinking that, oh, all this is just rubbish, you know. It doesn't work, you know? It's just, yeah. It's not true, you know.
Oh, Tushini, Tati, Jason, Tat, Zozo, Tat, Susu, Tat, and Shabim Chabai, Tat, Kot, Tat, Tapu, Chik, Chuli, Shikorwa, Tat, Shabim, Tat, Chuli, Shimen, and Kapur, Tat, Chuli, Shi, you know, and Shikta.
Well, it all depends on whether the person who arranges for pujas to be done, who has pujas done, whether it boils down to whether the person has understanding of what Dharma is, a faith in Dharma. Because you have faith in Dharma, it doesn't matter what the result of the pujas is, you know. Even if the pujas don't seem to be helpful in that particular situation, but because you have a faith and understanding in Dharma, you know that once the cause is created, it is only a matter of time, the result will happen. Even if it's not now, it will definitely ripen in the future, right? Isn't it?
Oh, Tushini, Ta Kavre Ta, Matsu Shabin, Shina Ta, Ko Tauru Mata Duru Duhati, Zozo Kare Resina, Yawa Numa Rangi, Ani Napo Chola, Ani Tato, Tila, Ani Di Chok Su Sonhe, Di Ta Res,
조조다 나쁠래 또치 또기 안 내가 또 샤비 샤바는 배마도 못 오시.
So, but there are times when you know, despite you know having pujas done, things may even get worse, you know. Right. So, what is the cause of that? Because the force of the non-virtue that is behind these bad experiences, because the force of the non-virtue is stronger, therefore it's ripening now, yeah. So that makes it look like the puja is useless or ineffective, yeah.
Because there are people who say this, right?
You know, when you know they sponsor pujas, you know, but then you know, instead of the problem going away, the problem gets bigger. You know. Then they think, "Aiyo, I'm doing puja to make more problems." You know. What was this? You know? So they put the blame on the puja, you know, on these rites, you know, thinking that it is the pujas that is causing them more problems. But actually, it's not the case. Yeah, it is because the force, you know, the strength of the non-virtue, you know, is so powerful. Yeah, so it's ripening as in the form of more and more problems. Yeah. So when religious rites that we perform go awry, so it is the weapon of our own evil deeds turn upon us for looking to the dark side, the dark quarter for help. That means in the past, we, you know, follow, you know, basically listen to people whose advice is basically non-dharma. We've done things that are complete and opposite to the dharma.
Yeah.
Well, if we do not desire such an outcome, then the solution is that we should then from now on turn away from the dark side and the dark quarter. That means to not engage in non-dharma, yeah, and we should just do things in accord with the dharma. When my prayers to the three jewels go unanswered, it is the weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me for not believing in Buddhahood, or Buddha, basically. From now on, I shall rely on the three jewels alone. Well, many people motivated solely by concern to the happiness of this life alone would make prayers to the three jewels to overcome some sickness or spirit harm or failures in careers or businesses, yeah. Motivated mainly by the happiness of this life alone. So then they want to be free from those problems, yeah. And then they make prayers to the three jewels. And at times, their prayers don't succeed, isn't it? Yeah. Goes unanswered, so to speak. Not unanswered, but the prayers don't materialize. I think better to say that way. So at those times, it's quite normal, right, for people to think, oh, you know, I've made so strong prayers, you know, but nothing happened, you know. See, what's the use, you know? It's useless, you know? Useless, you know? Or the three jewels don't have, you know? No power. So it's really possible to have wrong views, yeah. So if you ask, so I have a question for you. Does Buddha have the complete power to fulfill all your aims of this life or not? Buddha, from Buddha's side, Buddha has the power not? To grant you whatever you like. For the happiness of this life. Buddha has the power now. Huh?
Some say no. Huh? A simple question. Yeah. So sorry, neka ki nesi, neka ki song lam do you have.
Does Buddha have the power to free you from your sickness? Does Buddha has the power to solve your business problems? Have not? Buddha has the power not? Huh? Hello? Oh, every day take refuge. You're not sure, yeah? You still have doubts, huh? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You still have doubt. Huh?
Huh? Have? Don't have. What do you think? Have? Don't have?
Huh? Buddha is perfect power. Wait. Of course, why?
Huh? Huh? What do you think?
You drink less water, don't you? Yeah. It's for fun, huh?
The passion. The lesson. The lesson. The music. The lesson. The lesson. The lesson.
The lesson. The lesson. The lesson. The lesson. The lesson. The lesson. The lesson.
The
Yeah, Tobikong has the power to fulfill your goals of this life, right? Have or not? 40. Toto, yeah. Right, Loyang Tobikong, very popular, right?
Have?
Loyang Tobikong, right?
Hey, that one Buddha, like, you know.
Very too long.
In one teaching, I recalled very clearly, Lama Zobar Rinpoche mentioned that the power of Buddha's enlightened activity is 50%, and the power of ascension beings' karma is 50%.
No, what that means is from Buddha's own side, he has all the power. It doesn't mean that Buddha is half powerful. Eh? No, Buddha's own side. No, he is fully, he has all the power. So you also must have all the power, right? You must also have, yeah. So there's no contradiction. Huh? 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 What's also difficult is yes, they say yes, no, they say no.
Why you have doubt to say yes?
I mean, what's so difficult? If Buddha can bring you the enlightenment, Buddha can free sentient beings from samsara, so this small little thing he cannot do. Yes, right. He has right. The power, right? Buddha has the power to save you, protect you from the sufferings of cyclic existence in general, and also the sufferings of the lower realms, isn't it? That's why you take refuge, right? So are you all people who have experienced what is said in the recent verse? You do pujas don't work, that's why you don't believe.
That's why no power.
That's why I think must be la. Confirm. Actually, otherwise there's no reason to doubt, right? So you must have a reason to doubt, right? To
Well, it happens that sometimes
Our prayers to the three jewels concerning the affairs of this life may not materialize. When that happens, it is important to avoid generating the wrong view, thinking that, Buddha, for example, is useless, can't help me. So when our prayers concerning the affairs of this life to the three jewels do not materialize, then the explanation for that is that in the past we did not have the real conviction or single-pointed trust in the Buddha Dharma Sangha. Or it could be that in the past life or even in this life, we don't really believe in what the Buddha said. You don't have much conviction of trust, belief in Buddha's speech, Buddha's word. So, well, it is said that it doesn't matter what happened to us in our lives, whether it's good or bad, we should just completely entrust to the three jewels. So, when we, you know, if we look at what refuge really is, you know, this, what refuge is, yeah, it's a mind, isn't it? So, essentially, it is a faith of conviction, right? It's a faith, right? And they say it's a faith of conviction in the three jewels' ability, isn't it? Right, and it is a faith of conviction in their ability to protect oneself, yourself, from the lower realms and from the entire samsara. So in order to generate the mind of refuge, there must be two causes, right? Two causes, right? One of which is the faith of conviction in their ability to protect you from the whatever level of suffering. One is, you know, concerned with, yeah.
Oh, today, I need to bring Sanjay Lata, Kwan, and the Sugit Tungan, and Jup Tugit, and the way of it, from Yishimash, and Zetu Yishimash, and Zetu Yishimash, and Zetu Yishimash, and Jup Tugit.
So, this faith of conviction in the Buddha Dharma Sangha's ability to protect us from the sufferings of samsara and the lower realms is extremely important. If we have this faith or conviction, then they can protect us. Right? So if you have a faith of conviction in the Buddha Dharma Sangha's ability to protect you from the suffering of samsara in the lower realms, then you will be protected, right? That's what it said. Then the question is, how? So even if you have the faith of conviction and say, no, you're so convinced the Buddha Dharma Sangha can protect you from the suffering of samsara and the lower realms, but how? How? You're still in samsara.
How?
How?
Huh?
How? Outsource.
Yellow widow.
Yeah,
it's a...
It's not easy, isn't it? You haven't thought about it, you know, it's really not so straightforward. Well, it is said, isn't it? Yeah. If you believe, if you have faith of conviction in the Buddha Dharma Sangha's power and ability to protect you from all suffering, suffering of samsara, suffering of lower realms, you're definitely protected. It's kind of like, you know, confirmed insurance, right? I mean, the question is how? How do you... How? How are you protected? We have to think about this, isn't it? Don't you think this is so important? This is crucial for us, isn't it? For the thing that will save us from the lower realms is this, supposedly this and trust and faith in the, for example, the Buddha's power and ability to protect you from the lower realms, right? That's what it is said, isn't it? It is mentioned in the teachings. If you have complete trust in the Buddha, you are convinced that he can protect you from the lower realms, it is guaranteed job sign that you will not go to the lower realms. So it is said, yeah, I mean, they say with so much confidence in the teachings, right? You will definitely walk for the lower realms, right? So the question is, how is it? Don't you think that it is such an important thing to think about?
Okay. We stop here, so you think about, okay? You think about, bring answer next time. I'll ask again, huh?
Wow. Okay, you're finished with them, friends. So,